Let us go to London, and Rod Little is with us. Rod, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
So one last hurrah, and it was in inclement conditions as well for Prince Philip this morning.
Yes, 96 years old, 22,219 engagements by himself since 1952. He's been doing it for 65 years. The man is bowing out. And in a way, it marks this break that we've talked about before, mate, between the old school of the royals, the people who keep a stiff upper lip and behave themselves and are very rude to foreigners whenever they get the chance, and the new school of royals who like to share their emotional incontinence with the world. And don't forget, it's also the anniversary of Princess Diana's death coming up very, very soon indeed. So there's this big break, and we're moving towards a new era of royals who are probably more in keeping with the times. They're not more in keeping with me, but I don't suppose they care very much about that.
I must say that Prince Philip, for all of his vagaries, of which there are many, of course, those numbers you gave, you cannot mark them down for consistency and loyalty, can you?
For consistency, loyalty, for standing by the Queen and for doing his duty to a country which he's not actually born in. And he was doing, even when he was 95, far, far more engagements in a year than were the Princes Philip and Harry. You know, remarkable man and much loved.
Yeah, and rightly so.
Excuse me.
Rightly so. Now, the Daily Mail, I'm quoting you the headline. This is the documentary. This is too funny. Costa del Hell. Documentary reveals the British holiday makers who hog the buffet, get up at 4 a.m. to nab the best sun lounger and urinate in the pool, but always insist on a kettle in their room. You got to love the poms, eh?
Yes. You've got to love the poms, except nobody does. We are the most loathed people in Europe for our holiday habits. It's remarkable. There are photos every day in the newspapers of generously proportioned women wearing nothing on their backsides in resorts from Cyprus to Spain. And do you know, Mike, it's an interesting thing. There was actually an opinion poll a few years ago which asked European men which other European women they would most like to sleep with. And the French came top, and the Italians came second, and we came last. But there was a second question which asked the same European men, what other European women have you already slept with? And we came top in that by a mile. So there's this whole trope about Brits getting drunk in Europe, sleeping around, eating everything. We are the worst holiday makers the world has seen, I'm afraid.
Good on you, Rod. Nice to catch up. Rod Little in London.